Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 326 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you every, usually Monday. We'll get into that. But, you know, the podcast is always available at KMF Podcast. Actually, no, it's anchor.fm/KMF Podcast. Almost forgot my hosting site for a second. Also available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. 5-star rate and review. I love reading reviews. I love sharing them on social media, bragging about the best podcast listeners out there. That is you guys. So I know last week I said there wouldn't be another Dashboard Confessional. I'd want to do that one in the studio, you know, after the doctor's appointment. But to be honest, my head was just not in the right place to record and to talk. And I made a, you know, you go, if this happens, then you'll do that. Well, that's what I did. I was picking up dinner at Qdoba, which is next to Matador's, the cigar lounge I hang out at. And I said, listen, if there's a spot open right in front, then I'm going to go have a cigar, watch some hockey and basketball, and just relax and do the podcast tomorrow. And that's what happened. I pulled out of the Qdoba, and there it was. So fate was having it that we'd be doing the podcast today. Plus, it's a lot of information. I don't process it very well. I just don't like new information. I don't like change. I don't like any of these things. And I am being hit with a lot of that right now. So the doctor's appointment was a follow-up. I got my prescription for Wegovy. So that looks like what I'm going to be on. I'm going to be on Wegovy, which, you know, if you look at the side effects, it sounds horrible. And you know what's funny? Like when I, before I went on or said I was going to go on the weight loss medication, you know, you're talking to everybody and they're like, oh, you should try this and you should try that. I know this person. It's great. The second you decide to do it and you tell people that you're doing something, they will tell you every negative fact about it and make it sound like the absolute complete pits. And my head just does not like to deal with that. Listen, I'm not saying I'm not perfect. I got a lot of issues. The way I deal with things, the way I process things, I can be a very negative out of the gate. And that's what was happening yesterday. You know, the doctor going over the side effects with me and just, you know, Gormy says, I heard it makes you grow a tail. I would love a tail, actually. So, at least something would grow back there because I, you know, I'll have something. Otherwise, my pants just fall off because there's nothing there. For a big guy, I have no ass. I don't know how that happens. But anyway, Gormy, I hope you're doing good, brother. I meant to text you yesterday, actually, to tell you what was going on. I haven't talked to you in a while. So after work tonight, when I get to the lounge, I'm definitely going to shoot you a message. I will keep it family friendly. Anyway, so I got the information. It was fine. I have thalassemia minor. It's a trait of a anemic disease of the thalassemia major. So I am anemic. It's a Mediterranean disease. A lot of Italians have it. So I've always been anemic. My hemoglobin count has always been low, but it's lower than last year, so he's alarmed by that. So he wants me to go to a hematologist and a gastro to make sure there's no GI bleeding, upper GI bleeding. Which, you know, it's just, when did I get so goddamn old that I'm going to like these specialists and I'm doing this stuff? It's just like, I'm done. I don't want to do this. I want to be like 25 and nothing's wrong and things just like, you know, bounce off me. And I you know, all the things that were happening when you're in your 20s that you think, you know, you're immortal and going to live forever. And then you get old and it's not the case. It's not the case. Your body breaks down. Things happen. And Anyway, it's not the end of the world. I'm okay, generally. My cholesterol is good. My thyroid's okay. Which everyone's always like, you know, when I gain weight, maybe it's your thyroid. No, it's my thyroid's fine. I'm not okay. That's what's not okay. The thyroid is in great condition. Everything's good with the thyroid. Nothing wrong. Anthony just likes to eat. No thyroid. So the plan is to go on with Govee. He also gave me something to monitor my blood sugar. You know, the thing you stick on your arm and you get an app. Because with this medication, your blood sugar does drop. You know, because again, this is medication for diabetics. So it lowers your blood sugar. I'm not diabetic. I'm pre-diabetic. I'm right on the cusp. So I'm not on the cusp of diabetes, but like just on the cusp of pre-diabetic. So he wants to get that down as well. So this medication will be good in that way also. Also, I'll be eating better. I'll be taking care of myself. So all these things will be helping myself in the long run. The only thing that sucks is I use Amazon Pharmacy and I can't get Wegovy off of there. So I have to transfer my prescription to a pharmacy where I can get it. Or I'm going to have to get another semaglutide. I'm probably saying that wrong. Semaglutide. I had this problem with Steph is on the podcast too. I'll have to get another, you know, prescription for maybe another brand of it. But anyway, we got it. You know, we got the prescription. That's the main thing. That's the, you know, now it's just putting it to use. And hopefully all this will be, you know, will be a good step. Will my insurance cover it? So my insurance, I don't know what they're going to cover. I did look into it a little bit. My insurance does cover weight loss medication. I think Wegovy was on it. I don't know how much of it covers. Amazon lets you know, but again, I can't go through Amazon, so I got to call my insurance, my insurance provider. What my insurance does not cover is the blood sugar monitoring. So I don't know if my doctor's got to call my insurance company and tell them that I need it. I actually said that. Whoever prescribed it has to call and get it verified. But otherwise, it's like over $1,000, and I'm not paying that to monitor my blood sugar. I'll just wait. If I pass out, then my blood sugar's low. I'm going to wake up and eat some candy. We'll have to do it old school. But I, you know, just a lot at once. And I know most adults can handle this. I'm not normal. I'm not a normal person. When a lot of things get thrown at me like this, my head goes in all different directions. Positive, taking the blood pressure medication. My blood pressure was down from last time, so that is good. That's good news. It's not where he wants it, but it's headed that way. So we're making some steps. We're making some progress. This is all, you know, all positive things. What I'm focusing on the negative is the side effects, not being able just to get it and have all the information. You know, I hate making calls. I hate, like, doing these steps. But, again, this is, I'm an adult. I'm going to be 45. It's time to do these things. It's time to, you know, take charge. I was texting my dad last night telling him these things. And he actually said that, you know, be careful with the side effects. He said, if you feel anything, just, you got to let somebody know. Because he knows I'm thick-headed and I don't like going to doctors and I don't like doing these things. But me and my doctor have become best friends. I have to go every month to the doctor now with this, which is very uncomfortable as well. When is my birthday? My birthday is August 7th. I'll be 45 years old. And we could do a whole other episode on what's freaking me out about that. Anyway, I digress. So, so I'll be going to the doctor every month, which I don't like. You know, to monitor what's going on and if I need to up the medication, lower the medication, all that good stuff. I'm sorry if I'm saying a lot. I usually am more professional and when I'm recording the podcast. I'm just like I've been a little frazzled since yesterday. I know it's like nothing, but it's something to me. You know, it's just, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot of changes. I am going back to WW tomorrow. I'm going to use WW to track my food, my weight, and all that. You know, my scale at home, the one I got for fatty McFatfats like me. Don't get offended by it. I say it to myself all the time. That scale just doesn't give me an accurate reading, so I am going to use WW for that. And it's good to be, I think, in the meetings again. I'm going with my best friend Nick, so we'll be doing that together. So that's happening tomorrow. I'm hoping by the end of the week I will start the medication. That's my goal, that's my plan. I gotta go back to the doctor on June 10th. And that'll be like my first follow-up. But in the meantime, I have to see a gastro and hematologist about my low hemoglobin. But I know what it is. I gotta start. You know, I also, here's the thing. I'm not a doctor, but I'm just, you know, I used to eat more iron-rich foods like spinach and leafy greens when I was eating better. And I know I'm going to start eating better again. And I think I'm going to, and I incorporate that into my diet. I think that number will go up as well. Just, you know, spitballing there. And, you know, like I said, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I am getting my water in, doctor's orders. I have to with that medication I'm taking as well. And just in general, it's just, you know, it's important to get the water in, which I've been struggling with lately, which I don't know why I've been struggling with water. I never struggled with drinking liquids. I used to drink, you know, any liquid I could just drink gallons of, but as I'm getting older, it's like I'm turning into my grandmother and I sip water and, you know, get a glass down. I watch and listen to every episode, brother. Thanks for the inspo. Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for watching. I don't feel very inspiring these days, but thank you. Keep in mind there are shortages be tough to get right away. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I you know, there are some shortages there, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, so that's the update on the medical wise and the weight loss wise. We're doing it. We're gonna do the whole damn thing, it looks like. So I'm excited about that. Excited about going to WW again, and you know, I'll have more updates as far as the medication when I get it and how I feel on it. So last week was not crazy, just fun as far as the playoffs and being involved. I got the Knicks shirt on today. The Knicks are playing tonight. They're banged up, but they got so much heart, that team. They don't give up, especially Jalen Brunson. Jesus Christ. Jalen Brunson is already the king of New York. This guy is absolutely amazing. You want to look at inspiration. This guy just does not have the word quit in him. He's hurt. He's injured. He hurt his foot in game two. And the guy just, you know, goes out there and gives it everything he's got. He puts the team on his back. But he's, that's what inspires me is like, you know, that outside of the realm of weight loss. You know, people follow people on Instagram for, you know, inspiration and everything. I look at these athletes and these, you know, people doing these incredible things that we can only dream of doing. And even at that level, pushing it to the next one and not giving up and not quitting. And Jalen Brunson, to me, is that guy. And he's already probably my third favorite Knick of all time, almost second. My favorite Knicks are Charles Oakley, Patrick Ewing, and Jalen Brunson's right there. He moved above Anthony Mason. And it's hard to do. That 90s Knicks team, those 90s Knicks, they hit home pretty hard. They resonate with me very well. So I was watching the playoffs. I also did a show for Nurses Week at St. Joe's in Bethpage. My buddy Anthony is the CNO there. And he had asked me if I wanted to donate my time to Nurses Week and tell some jokes. I was like, absolutely. My sister-in-law Trudy's a nurse. Although she got mad at me that I didn't post about her on Nurses Day. I posted that I did the show and didn't talk about her. But I do have a lot of respect for nurses and just people in the medical field. As much as I bitch and moan about doctors, I think nurses are the unsung heroes. You know, anytime I've been in the hospital or been to, like, you know, the nurses are the ones that are, you know, really doing all the grunt work. And it was an honor to be able to tell jokes for Nurses Week and to be their entertainment. I had a great set. It was fun. Got to joke around a little bit. I told my sister-in-law, yeah, I didn't mention you, but I told jokes about you, so it's the same thing. I did. I told some jokes about my sister-in-law. All good fun. And it was just a good night, you know. I didn't know what to expect. You know, you do a show, you know, for an event like this. You don't know, like, what are they going to be into it? Are they just there because it's just, you know, part of the week? But everyone was there. Was there to have a good time. We had a blast. I had so much fun with them, going back and forth, talking with them about even the weight loss. I tried to get some information about that, and the nurses told me not to take it. And that's another thing. Nurses messed with my head, and they said there's a wait list. I said I'm definitely on the wait list. What do you got to weigh? I'm at that wait list. And like, no, it's not that kind of wait list. I know. I was joking. But anyway, it was just a good time, fun night. And then I went and I watched the rest of the Knick game after that. Weekend. Saturday, I slept in and then took a nap because I was tired. And then I met my friends down at the lounge around 4 o'clock. We watched the Yankee game. And hockey was on after that. But I've been enjoying just overall, even though the Islanders are out of it, just playoff hockey is awesome. So I've been enjoying watching the games. Maybe enjoyed the Rangers losing the last two. Maybe. And playoff basketball too. This is a great time of year where you have those two playoffs going on. So let's go Knicks. Need a big win tonight. And Sunday was Mother's Day, which is always a hard day for me. You know, you guys all know my mom passed away back in 2008. And it's still extremely hard. You know, I miss her so much. I was even talking about it, I get choked up. Which I didn't want to do. So it's a hard day, you know. You see everybody posting pictures of their moms and everything. It just, you know, sucks. But that's one of the reasons why I wore the sunglasses. I knew I would talk about this. And I can't talk about my mom without getting choked up. It's just, you know. But, you know, I think about the memories, the good times, and how lucky I was. And M, you know. So that's always, you know, what helps me get by. And then I go, you know, just go to my brother's too is always a good time. You know, being around the kids. Celebrating my sister-in-law because she, you know, she holds it down. She deals with all our all our attitudes, all our, you know, quirks and everything else. And she's Mrs. D now, you know. She's the, she's the mom of the family. You know, she puts up with, you know, I guess marrying my brother. I didn't think she would She thought she'd have to put up with me and every, and, you know, all my bullshit. She does, though. It was a good day. My brother made a ton of great food. He grilled up wings, ribs, sausage. There was like a pasta salad, regular salad, broccoli and cauliflower. So we ate good. And it was a good day. There was a cardinal that actually came around a couple of times. When I first got to my brother's, they weren't there yet. They were coming back from my nephew Rocco's soccer game. And a cardinal just come and was sitting there. So I said, yeah, I go, hey, Ma, what's going on? Thanks for listening. Because every time I feel like a cardinal shows up or something like that, she's listening. And, you know, one came by, and we were all outside after dinner. The boys were playing wiffle ball, my brother, and we were just hanging out outside on the porch. And one flew by. Sorry, guys. That's gross. One flew by, and just another sign that, you know, listen, you believe in that stuff, you don't believe in it. I do. It's comforting. Makes me feel good. That, you know, my mom is still looking over me, watching, and, you know, that, who knows? Who knows what happens? I happen to believe in that stuff. So, yeah, then it was, you know, Monday, back to the grind, back to work, and we went over the doctor and everything. But it's nice to have a plan. It's nice to have something in place. And that I don't feel like I'm just, like, floating in space, that I'm, you know, and that's what it feels like when you feel so far gone and lost in this, that you don't know where to start, you don't know where to begin. It's like you're just floating away, and you have no control over it, and it's a scary feeling. And as much as, like, you know, all these doctors and everything poking and prodding me makes me nervous, not having a plan is even worse. Because when that happens, it's like, I'm like, nah, F it. You know, this is it now. You know, just, we're accepting what I don't want to accept. And I always feel better when I have a plan in place. And this is much different than anything I've done before. But we, you know what? I mean, everything happens for a reason. I believe that. You know, why I... We'll see what the good reason of me gaining most of my weight back, what that is. But I know myself. You know, Anthony from 6-7 years ago, 5 years ago, wouldn't have done this. Wouldn't have tried this. I would have been dead set against it. 100%. And now I'm more open to it because, you know, as you get older, as you, you know, health becomes a lot more important to you. And it's true. As you, every year you get older, it becomes that much more important, because I was talking before, in your 20s, you are invincible. When I was in my early 20s, I was working full time at, well, during the summer, but, like, you know, I worked a lot of hours at King Cullen on my feet all day. I would do, you know, bring the chicken boxes, 50-pound chicken boxes back and forth. I would stack boxes up on the U-boat. And because I'm a professional wrestling fan, I would pretend that I was jumping off the top rope into the boxes. And the boxes would just go everywhere. and I would just get up and, you know, and go do it, go back to work. If I sneeze wrong, my back goes out. If the weather's weird, my knee hurts. You know, it does. Like, it's different. Your body just gets, it's different. And listen, I know why I didn't help that along the way. There's a lot of things I could have done to change all that, but here we are. But yeah, as I get older, health becomes much more important to me, and being healthy and being involved and being around is more important than ever. So we got a plan. We got what we want to do. We know what we want to do. We know what the plan is, and we're just going to keep moving forward with that, as the podcast is called. With that being said, I want to thank everybody who joined us here on the Instagram Live, everybody listening at home on your podcast listening devices. This has been another episode of the Keep Moving Forward podcast, our dashboard confessional style. I'll probably be back in the studio, depending upon the Knicks. If the Knicks are playing on Monday night, I will be doing another dashboard confessional, but probably on that Monday. Otherwise, but the podcast is going to be out. We're going to have a new podcast every week. We're not going to keep skipping the podcast. We're not going to have best of. We're going to do what we got to do, get these out. And, you know, your support has meant the absolute world to me, you know, what I'm doing. So thank you guys. And I will talk to you next week. Have a good one.